What about the issue of when to start therapy? Is that pretty straightforward, or do you think there's a lot of variability in the community?
No, I think there are pretty straightforward guidelines as to the indications for CLL therapy, and some people use them strictly, others tend to treat CLL earlier. For example, there's the issue of patients with CLL and very high lymphocyte count, which is not put as one of the indications for CLL therapy, but you start seeing a patient who's doing quite well without any problems, without adenopathy, without a hepatosplenomegaly, but now the lymphocyte count is reaching 150,000 or 200,000, and the physician and the patient start getting worried. So I think this is the one area where many patients are treated, and that's not an indication for therapy that's clearly spelled out in the indications for CLL treatment.
What's your approach in terms of that issue?
I tend to start treating the patients when they reach a white cell count of 150,000 or above. And what you usually try to do is find a reason for that. So if the patient is complaining of fatigue, or if you're starting to notice some lymphadenopathy, or if you do a CAT scan of the abdomen and you see abdominal lymphadenopathy. By the way, a CAT scan of the abdomen is not a workup of CLL, but there are some studies that show that positive CAT scans for intra-abdominal disease can be associated with a worse outcome. So a lot of people are starting to do CAT scans, evaluating the degree of abdominal disease in CLL to use it as an indication for therapy.
Is that something you do?
No, we don't do it because it's not something we've investigated thoroughly, but I've seen at least one publication on the importance of disease burden in CLL measured by CAT scan.